It is time for the Beltway Blitz. We'll cover the NFL, the Caps after a big win over the Rangers, and the World Series, Major League Baseball with Chelsea Janes, all jammed into one segment. So let's get to it.
We talked to our buddy Nate Davis to go around the National Foosball League. Nate, at this stage, is Detroit the best team in the NFC? And if not, who is?
No, yeah, I think they are, Danny. I mean, they're steamrolling people right now. I don't know what aspect of their offense is absent, aside from the fact that maybe Jared Goff isn't much of a runner, but they're just totally loaded on that side of the ball. And so much so, you know, particularly with as creatively as they get with game plans, that it seems like they're pretty well healed to compensate for the loss of Aiden Hutchinson on the other side, because they're blowing people out. So, they've definitely got it going right now.
Would you consider the NFC West's still San Francisco's to lose?
I mean, I think it's anybody's to win, Grant. I mean, obviously, all those teams are 4-4 and 3-4, I believe. I mean, I think the Rams are kind of in a really good spot to take off here, getting their receivers back, and they've got more reinforcements on the way with their offensive line. I mean, you can see the effect that it had on Matthew Stafford the other night. You know, we'll see what the 49ers get when Christian McCaffrey comes back. I mean, it's unfortunate that they look pretty loaded in the backfield. I mean, I'd almost consider playing him more slot receiver a little more often, given the problems they have on that side of the ball. But I think it's probably anybody's division to win except Seattle. I don't have a whole lot of belief in that team, but I could see any of the three others going on a run here. But I think I might like the Rams, the best of the three at the moment.
Nate, Denver's won 5 of 6 against some admittedly pretty bad opponents, but still, you do that, and a lot of times you end up in the postseason. Right now, they're the 5 seed in the AFC. Do they make the playoffs?
I'm going to say no. I kind of see what you see, Danny, where they've beaten a lot of bad teams. I mean, I think we'll know a little bit more about them in 2 weeks when they play, you know, at Baltimore this week, at Kansas City the next week. Let's kind of see where they are then. I mean, you know, but Bo Nix has done a nice job as a rookie quarterback. I still think he's a bit limited as a passer. Maybe doesn't get the second reads or see open receivers as well as you'd want in a quarterback. So I'm gonna kind of hold back on the enthusiasm of Denver right now. I think I probably like the Chargers a little bit better than if that division's going to send two teams to the playoffs.
The Colts have taken a lot of media blowback for benching Anthony Richardson, a top 5 pick last year. Are you part of that group that's annoyed by that decision?
Annoyed by benching him? I don't know that I would do it the whole year. I mean, I think there's something to the fact that you have to do what's best for the team. I mean, we've seen that happen with Carolina. And, I mean, you know, it's at some point you can't invest so much in one person that 52 other guys are paying for that. And particularly when you've got a guy like Joe Flacco, who I think could take that team to the playoffs. I mean, we saw him do it last year. But I mean, there's a part of me that admires Anthony Richardson's honesty throughout this whole process. And I was a little surprised by all the blowback he's gotten from former players and whatnot for being honest. He needed to come out for that play. I mean, I guess the optics aren't great. It's not like he asked out on the last drive or something. But, you know, we'll see where this goes. I mean, the other part of this is he does have a lot of development to do. I mean, he's not an accurate or efficient quarterback, but he does have some traits, Cam Newton running ability, that kind of thing that others don't. But I think this is probably the right move for now. I just wouldn't make it a permanent one, or at least box myself into that corner right now if I was the Colts.
Nate, I beat the drum pretty thoroughly that Baltimore is a Super Bowl contender, and I still believe that, but there are a couple now losses where you're going, man, what are you doing? And now they've added Deontay Johnson to the mix. Give me kind of state of the union on the Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, regrettably, I think I've been with you on this, Danny, and then maybe not with Grant on the Ravens, but I do think that they're the second best team in the AFC. I mean, I'm going to go with the Chiefs as number one until proven otherwise. And I think that, I don't know if they needed Deontay Johnson. I mean, there's an element I wonder that if it's keeping keep away from other teams like maybe Houston or somebody else that could really use him. But I mean, They probably moved down 12 slots in the draft to get him. I mean, I think at that price, you got to make a move like that. You'd like to see them play, obviously, better defense, and you kind of wonder, is there going to be a move coming on that side of the ball? But to me, that's actually the most dangerous offense in the league ahead of Detroit, just because of what Lamar Jackson can provide that really no other quarterback can. But I still think that they're maybe the best team in the AFC. Certainly a legit Super Bowl team. Flawed, but I think that they can overcome all that.
At by Nate Davis on Twitter. Nate, NFC South, I was moderately impressed by Tampa without Godwin and Evans hanging with Atlanta for much of that game. But they did lose, and that means they're 0-2 against the Falcons and now a game behind them. And that's damaging. They also have the Chiefs and the Niners coming up ahead of their bye. Is it too early to say they're cooked and Atlanta's going to run away with that thing? Or do you think it's going to be a two-horse race the whole way?
I think too early to say they're cooked, Grant. I mean, they're going to get Mike Evans back on the other side of that bye. Their schedule down the stretch, as you said, Kansas City and San Francisco the next 2 weeks, and then obviously some personnel challenges therein. But they've got an opportunity to make a lot of hay on the other side of that Week 11 bye. And they've won a weak division there a number of times, but I think people forget. I mean, this team is made the playoffs 4 years in a row. Obviously, won a Super Bowl with Tom Brady. But I mean, there are guys there that have won a lot of football games, even with him gone. And everyone is impressed with Baker's second act here. So yeah, for sure, I would count them out. I'm also not ready to say that Atlanta is good enough to run away with anything. I'd give them the edge. But let's not call that race just yet.
Yeah, and looking at it, just after asking you that, the Falcons have a much tougher remaining schedule. Dallas, Minnesota, looking at games like even the Chargers or Denver, who are over 500. Whereas Tampa, to your point, after their bye week, might have one of the softer schedules in the league. So it might still be alive. Nate, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Okay, take care, guys.
See you, brother.